Hello and welcome back to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime using the free episode rule. I'm your host Nikki, and joining me are Ace.
Hello.
And Rhodes.
Hello.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are talking about Remain. Or RE-Main. We're going to call it Remain. I'm pretty sure that's how it's supposed to be pronounced. But it is, I believe, the first sports anime we're talking about this season. And it's water polo, which I know nothing about. I don't know about you two.
I know a bit more about it now.
This was one I wasn't looking forward to because it's sports.
Yeah, but it's good though, isn't it?
Well, before we get into the opinion, let me tell our listeners a little bit about the show. So Remain is an anime original. It's been made by MAPPA, which you should hopefully all know. They've made quite a lot of visually stunning anime. Some noticeable examples include the final season of Attack on Titan, both parts 1 and 2, Zombieland Saga, and Dorohedoro, which I've probably mispronounced, but if you've seen it, it's wacky and wonderful. As we said, it is a sports anime. My anime list has it. The genres are sports and school, which is all you really need to know. It is a sports school anime with 12 episodes in total. But the plot follows our protagonist. It actually, like, the first episode, even though I sort of skimmed over the synopsis, by the time I got around to watching it, I'd actually forgotten about that. It kind of surprised me. The show opens with our protagonist basically waking up from a coma, which was brought on by a car crash in which they've been asleep for 203 days and lost 3 years of memories. It turns out they were part of a water polo team. They were fantastic. They won trophies. And all that's gone. The plot is basically this gentleman entering high school and getting back into water polo, having to relearn from scratch, making new friends, and aiming for the top, so to speak, whilst not wearing a lot. That was a terrible joke about top and then not wearing a top, but it's water polo. Like, you're not going to play any sort of water sports game without, you know, with clothes on. That would just slow you down, surely.
You could play in a wetsuit, I suppose.
You've got me there.
But does wetsuit count as like clothing in a traditional sense?
I'd argue not. But fashion taste aside, for the swimming pool, yeah, that's pretty much the setup for Remain. And yeah, I kind of went into this with not low expectations, but I was like, it's a sports anime. It's got pretty boys. I'm not really too sure what to expect, but you know what? That first episode, especially, really, really good opening, and generally quite intrigued by it.
It's an odd one, the whole memory loss thing. Like, I technically know it's a thing, it can happen in real life, but like, it's just one of them. It's so convenient that he just happens to lose 3 years of his memory, which all just happened to contain his knowledge of water polo. And you're kind of like, well, why? Why were you so good at water polo in such a short period of time? Like, no one is that good at water polo unless you're a fish, and he's not a fish, he's a human.
The only reason that he lost those memories is so that he can be the main character and still be our inner window into so he can teach us about water polo, because he's learning it all fresh.
Very true. I didn't consider that, actually, because there's a bit right at the start when he first gets home where he's trying to read the rules of water polo. And it's funny because he's trying to explain the offside rule, which I imagine is different in water polo. But I'd like to think at some point, based on my history of people explaining the offside rule, someone pulls out a salt and pepper shaker. And it's like, if you stand here, you're offside. I don't know what the offside rule in water polo is. I assume it's something stupid. But if they don't do it with salt and pepper shakers, then they've got it wrong.
Salt and pepper shakers and a tub full of water.
Yeah, well, normally it's like a big vinegar bottle. That's like the third condiment at any given pub table here in England that's used.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, to be fair, like, the memory loss is a bizarre plot device, as you said, because yes, it gives us that sort of window into the sport and the struggles, and it's that whole fresh take, because part of it as well is that, like, he doesn't get into the school that he was originally planned to be getting into. He gets into a different one.
Yeah, because he's lost all of his knowledge of, like, junior high. Like, he's going into high school and he doesn't know anything he's learned.
Yeah, but the thing I found weird is, like, okay, let's actually talk about the crash for a second, because two things. One, when they do the flashback to it, they, for some reason, decide to play classical music over it, which actually made it kind of hilarious. And second, it's a big enough accident that he gets put into a coma and suffers a severe memory loss, but his mum and sister apparently walk off perfectly fine, minus some sort of PTSD, which we see a little bit of with the younger sister.
Yeah, but in fitness, like, that can happen in a real car accident. And I imagine the PTSD is probably more what happens to the brother rather than what happened to her.
True. Other than the odd choice of music, it's a very kind of, it's a very brief scene, but it's done very well. Mm. On that as well, like, I mean, MAPPA do some fantastic animation jobs anyway, but like, visually, this is such a good anime. Like, its motion is great, its art style is great. Like, I watching it's actually quite a nice treat, and that's even before they've taken their tops off.
Oh, they take their tops off in the OP, man. That's the highlight. When they're stripped to their speedos, and you're just like, oh, go on, keep going, lads. They're all in such good shape. I know they're swimmers, right? But like, they're all absolutely shredded. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, you could grate cheese on them. Like, that's what they look like. They're genuinely just cheese graters. And I'm just like, they wouldn't be that ripped. Like, because like, it's so ripped that like, it's not healthy ripped. They're like bodybuilders where they've just dehydrated themselves so they can look more ripped than they actually are. And it's like, no, get some water down, you lads.
In the third episode, one of the character with glasses, I forget all their names, remarks in his head that the main character looks skinnier than he expected. After a prolonged coma.
Yeah, I thought he looks in pretty good shape, someone who's been in a coma for 203 days. I would have expected him to have faded away and like be completely terrible, like his hair should have been broken off at the end and stuff like that. But no, he looked all right. He probably looked about as good as I did in my peak, so can't complain too much.
I mean, just to get into the technicals for a second, like, if you look at pictures of like professional swimmers, and you know, at the time of recording, the Olympics were recently on, well, they're closed now, you know, they're well built people. They're healthy. They've obviously got strong arms. But they're not like, they're not absolutely shredded. Whereas like, as you said, like these guys in this show are like, yep, no, their shirts may as well just be like ripping on their own muscles. Like it's kind of just a bit hilarious.
Yeah. It's exaggerated. It's funny because it is exaggerated and that's what makes it hilarious, but still it doesn't really make much sense. The art is good though. Like, I do like it, especially when they are swimming, which I suppose is a important element of an anime about water polo. But there's like a scene where I think it's in the third, yeah, it's the third episode where they're doing like a swimming race, and like the way the guy is like turning in the water, like he did, like it's the most epic like rotation in liquid you'll ever see in anything for no reason really, but like you're just like, this is good. I never knew I needed to see someone so well animated underwater.
That's like the best out of context quote so far of this podcast.
Thank you.
I think what I found a bit weird is like the memory aspect. Again, I'm just going back to it for a second. Like, I know it's obviously like the main plot driving force of like getting the character, you know, there's this window into water polo and everything going on around them. But it kind of ends up working like quite well, I think. I don't know whether you'd agree or not.
Yeah, I think it's an odd one. Because I don't feel like it's about water polo. Which in fact, like, none of these sport anime are ever actually about the sport. The sport is just a setting tool, isn't it? But it's like, we're three episodes in, and I've seen about 20 seconds worth of water polo. I still couldn't explain to you. In fact, the only thing I know about water polo at this point is that there's seven people on a team. And the only reason I know that is because the current storyline is that they don't have seven people. They're trying to get the seventh person. And it's, you know.
They also do explain that you're not, it's against the rules to throw the ball with two hands.
Oh, yeah, that is true. They do explain that, which is ironic because of the three throws I've seen currently in a water polo situation, two of them have been with two hands. So, you know. 66.6% of the throws in this show so far have been foul throws.
I mean, they weren't match throws, so not really the most important part of that.
What the show obviously does a very good job at is kind of like capturing that feeling of being in, I suppose, a sports club in a Japanese school. Because obviously, like, clubs are a really big part of, like, Japanese school life, more so than, I'd say, any other, well, more so than the UK, definitely. So, and you get that, like, there's that little bit at the beginning where, like, the, you know, the captain is trying to get people to join, and people are like, why would I join water polo? It's a lesser sport, you know? Mm. So that's all in a rivalry, even in the school.
Yeah, and they haven't had a team for ages, have they? And, like, they've kind of built their hopes around this guy who's been in a coma for 203 days. And he's like, I don't even remember how to play, lads. And it puts like everyone in the school off because they see him as like a free ticket to like a national tournament. And he's like, actually, I don't know what war polo is. So, and the only reason he's doing it is because he apparently owes some girl like 200,000 yen if he doesn't become the best player in Japan or something.
Yes. That's a really weird way that she tricks him into playing water polo. I kept up with my end of the bargain. You just pounced on him and kissed him on the cheek. He doesn't remember this bargain. You cannot say, oh, I put my I paid my end, so you have to pay your end. Well, no, because he only knows your name because he read it on a magazine an episode prior.
He knows your name because you looked sexy in a magazine, which it has.
I'm going to like make a note to include that in any like future agreements as like a loophole. Is like, yeah, if one of us like ends up losing our memory for some strange, bizarre reason, then like everything's null and void. But that is actually kind of like, that does raise an interesting question of like, well, hang on a minute. Yeah, like they forgot. So I'm thinking too much into this now at this point. I've moved away from the water polo. I'm thinking about the ethics here.
I don't know. It's a hard one to digest because they're kind of trying to build a cast of characters, but also I think seven characters is a lot. And we're already at six, and it's episode 3. And we're, you know, I mean, it's pretty obvious he's going to be number 7 as well. You don't really know anything about
the girl.
I've not even gone on to that yet. I'm still going on about the fucking polo boys. Like, you know, you've got a 7-man water polo team. We don't really know anything about them other than the main character. You got the girl who is very mysterious. You know, you've got the old water polo team who he doesn't play with anymore, who are obviously going to be relatively important throughout this. And it's like, there's a lot of characters here that have been introduced and just sort of been like, we'll leave it. It's like, we've got 9 episodes left in the season, lads. Come on.
It'll probably be a case of like going to some tournament and going up against the old team for some strange reason, even though they're in different schools or whatever. Although the best character is clearly the shop mascot, which is the, I want to say, turtle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love the turtle. When he's like, because obviously he can't remember because he's lost 3 years of his memory, and he's like, well, why is this turtle so big? And everyone's like, well, it's been ages, mate. It's been 3 years.
I kind of almost want the first episode to just be him playing with the turtle. Forget the water polo. He's just like, I've got a pet turtle. This is sick.
I love the turtle. Oh, what are the turtles, the 7 member of the team?
There's nothing in the rule book that says it can't be an animal.
Well, that's the plot twist. He puts the turtle in, and then he realizes in the rule book it does say that you can't have a turtle in your water polo team.
Reverse Air Bud.
Yeah.
So then they have to put like a fake mustache on it to fool the judge, and like everyone else will be like, that's clearly a turtle, and the judge is just there like, no, that's clearly a person, that's just Jeff.
Turtles can't grow mustaches.
Yeah, what kind of turtle has a mustache? She's a crazy person. There you go, that's the anime coming into this anime.
I thought the show's quite good. It has some genuine humor for every episode. I kind of wrote the note pretty good. The captain of the team is a particular favorite. In the first episode, he came off a bit needy and didn't really like him. But the second and third episode, he was really good.
That fucking scene where he first sees him in the classroom and he's like walking around the fucking room, like looking through the windows at him. He's like, oh, I was on the floor. I was crying, man. It was so funny. Because he's like, he's trying to hide behind like his school book because he doesn't want him to be seeing. And he keeps like in these windows, there's like little panes, like where he's out of sight, and he keeps like walking between them, and he's like, oh my god, it's so funny. It's not even funny. Like, it's just stupid humor, but it fucking gets me every time.
I actually wrote down a few quotes from him. Someone says, "Please stop," and he says, "I won't." Just total deadpan. And when he meets the one of the members, new members of the team, just in the same deadpan, "You're huge." Because this guy's tall.
The only quote that, like, I don't know why this is the only one I can remember, is just literally in the first, like, minute where the sister's like, oh, I gotta go buy onions.
Why do you remember that?
It's just because it was just so random. She's just like, oh, gotta go shopping. The onions are on sale. And then she notices her brother's working out from the coma. And for some reason, that's the quote that stuck with me. But the, you know, I think overall, like, it's generally quite a good show. It's won me over a little bit. I now know a bit about water polo, having not known anything going into it. I don't know how accurate it is, but I'm going to assume it's correct. I'm going to assume that turtles can play water polo. That's my headcanon.
Turtles got nothing to do with water polo in the show. Like, we've added that in. You do know that, right?
Look, the listeners don't need to know that.
Another quote, the last quote, is perhaps the best quote. To convince someone to finally join the team, he says, "You've got to do it. Why is that? Because you'll make a splash."
That is very good.
I genuinely laughed.
It's when I can't remember the guy. The big guy who's not athletic gives this like really inspiring story about how like as a non-athletic man, it's really upsetting to see someone athletically gifted just let it rot and not do anything with it. And like, the guy they're trying to convince the team is like, "Okay, yeah, I'll do it." And they're like, "Wow, it worked." And he's like, "If you beat me in a race, though," and they're all like, "Oh, thanks, great, brilliant. We're all shit."
Yeah, it's a bizarre one as well, given it's only 12 episodes. Like, even my guess of like, oh, they're going to go to a tournament and face off against the other team. Like, that's a lot to happen in the 9 remaining episodes.
We've seen very little water polo in this anime about water polo.
Yes, very little. So I assume the next 9 episodes will be more water polo. We can hope. But yeah, I mean, I don't really have much else to add. Like, this show kind of surprised me a little bit. It's got a banger of an opening, like really good opening.
Even the outro is pretty good.
Yeah, no, that's true. So like, it looks good. It sounds good. It's got good music. Yeah, the narrative's kind of engaging. As Ace said, there's a good mix of humor. So like, it's definitely a thumbs up from me for this one. I keep jumping ahead of myself, but as always, is it a thumbs up, a thumbs down, or a meh for the first 3 episodes? Thumbs up from me. Ace, what about yourself?
A thumbs up.
Nice. Any closing thoughts?
No, I've really talked about all of my notes because they're mostly saying this is actually pretty good. After all, it runs at a good speed. It never feels dull. Nothing feels drawn out or rushed. It's pretty good. And I don't like sports at all.
The first sports anime that Ace likes. Rhodes, what about you?
Oh, big thumbs up from me. I think it's great. I think it's very easy to like read what's going to happen. But I think sometimes just like the narrative that makes sense is the good one. I think it's got very nice art. I think the audio is very good. I think the voice acting is very good. And I think, like Ace said, like, it never feels dull. I think that's the important thing in these kind of shows where, like, generally speaking, that the narrative is pretty easy to predict. It's nice that it's filled with characters who generally are quite funny, generally likable. They're all very positive as well. There's like a very positive aura always going on, like sort of like, you can do it, like, let's believe. And like, it's just nice. Sometimes it's nice to sit there and sit back and just watch a show where everyone's just getting along and doing their best.
Yeah, no, 100%. Sports shows do tend to have like a tendency to either go full comedy or full seriousness, but this kind of has a nice middle ground. It might go a bit more as the episodes progress, but I think if it stays where it is, it'll be a good one. As always, we'll be giving our full thoughts at the end in our end of season episode. But yeah, it's 3 thumbs up. I think that'll wrap it up for today's episode. So thank you very much, Ace and Rhodes. And of course, thank you very much for listening. We release new episodes every Thursday and Saturday at 8 p.m. UK time. So make sure to check back to wherever you're listening to this episode to catch the next one.